went really well. I remained calm, kept me focused, and I spoke from the heart, and he listened, and he made the eye connection with me, and it was a really lovely meeting with him. It was as nice as you could imagine it to be, and he's a really lovely man.
What were you able to say to him and possibly ask him as well, and what did he say in response?
Well, I just told him about Alfie's condition now, the background of it, and what the judges in the hospitals are saying on what he's to do, and what man and his mum's view is on his life, not the brain scans or the undiagnosed, or if he's got a ventilator down his tube. It's about the life that he still remains. And I just told his hope that me and Kate want to continue to try and fulfil his life with the best care, the best treatment that's available for him, and with the most dignity and love and affection. And that's the only place that can happen is the Vatican, and we seek for asylum.
Did the conversation give you hope?
It did indeed, because as I was speaking to you, across to just the person who's underneath him, the secretary. And I had two translators with me and two friends who I know, because I've got a lot of support in Italy, something that the judge doesn't think I've got. And they were really getting really happy and putting their hands together, praying and smiling. So I didn't smile back. I just remained calm and didn't get my hopes up. But he made calls as soon as possible. He came out of his way to meet me before he done his speech. And during the speech, he mentioned Alfie yet again. And he put a request into the Bambino Gesù to have Alfie over to Italy as soon as possible. So then from that, the Bambino Gesù president called me up and said she'd like a meeting with me. And I sat in the meeting with her, and she told me that she wants to take Alfie tomorrow. She'd come over and see him face to face. And the doctors are still happy to take him. We're happy to do diagnostics, exam sequencing, and give him the treatment and the care that the parents wish to sustain and remain. And if we unveil anything, then it's a bonus. But we can't unveil something if we stop the fit. So that can only happen in Italy at the moment. So we've got the support of the Bambino Gesù and the Pope, and they want Alfie in Italy, basically, within tomorrow.
And the way that you understand it, Tom, is there any way the Pope can influence that decision, make that happen, or the doctors and the staff at the Bambino Gesù can do as well to make that happen?
Well, I spoke with them, and I didn't ask the Pope about that because I didn't need to ask about it, because I don't think the judge, in my mind, can persuade the judges to change it anyway. He might be able to persuade it, or maybe put some information forward that could help them more. But it was the Bambino Gesù's president that change any judge's decision, but they're willing to intervene and tell basically everyone that they want Alfie as soon as possible, and they want to do everything they can for him. And if we want to be trained to be able to take him home, bring him back to Liverpool, then they're happy to do that. So even if we went over for 2-3 months to try these diagnostics and stopping the seizures and trying to do repeat scans to see if there is anything we can find or anything changes when we lower drugs and stuff. So there will be plans in place. There's no cure, but that's what we could only find out if there is or isn't one over here.
And like you said, the fact that they're willing to come over straight away in the matter of, like you said, a day, just shows how very quickly things are happening, really.
Yeah, and obviously, as everyone knows, there's been a lot of new things that Alfie's done in my and mum's view, so we videoed them and we showed a couple of videos and pictures, and the president was really shocked when I showed her a picture of Alfie with his eyes wide open and there was no seizure involved. And then she was very touched by him yawning on a separate occasion from what the judge seen. And then a couple of other coughs and stuff, and I think that convinced her enough to say, this child does have the life. And even if he didn't do any of them things, he's still got a life. And if he's going to die, he dies on his say. So there's no loss for anyone in this situation right now. There's no loss at all.